And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Popham Flooring, across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. And two canine units with the Genesee County Sheriff's Office are now better protected on the job thanks to a nonprofit donation. Canines Bailey and Colt have been outfitted with new bullet and stab-resistant vests provided by Vested Interest in Canines Incorporated. The equipment was funded through a sponsorship by a private donor from Massachusetts. The nonprofit fund, founded in 2009, works to supply protective gear and support to law enforcement dogs nationwide. The vests are American-made, custom-fitted, and certified to national safety standards. Since launching the program, the organization says it has delivered more than 6,000 vests to canine unit across all 50 states, totaling nearly $7 million in value. Officials say there are roughly 30,000 active law enforcement canines across the country, and programs like this help ensure those animals have the same level of protection as their human partners. And two medical service issues were addressed during the last Tuscola County meeting. Commissioners approved contracting with Aspire for inmate medical services for jail inmates. And the contract for medical services sits at $280,000 for 1 year, and will automatically be renewed unless otherwise notified. And there is a one-time payment of a $6,000 fee to set up for the software program with a $2,500 annual licensing fee. Aspire CEO Andrew Daniels explained the services and benefits the health agency could offer the county. Aspire was selected over Advanced Corrections Healthcare, which the county had been using. Aspire services were viewed as more diversified and less costly. Commissioners also approved a six-month extension with William R. Marone, DO, for medical examiner services. And during the last City of Croswell meeting, Emergency Medical Services Director Tim Nigmeyer resigned and will be taking on another position. Regarding EMS, its facility will also begin an upgrade. Approval was given to repair and resurface the facade of the EMS building at 11 Wells Street in St. Lot County. And the plan is to open and review the bids on Wednesday, April 29th that have been received to do that work. Also, the Croswell City Council will meet at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday, April 21st instead of Monday. And the April downtown development meeting has been canceled. The next one will be on May 21st at the Croswell Community Center. In Mayfield Township's DuPont-Lapeer Airport received state recognition recently. Representative Phil Green of Millington presented DuPont-Lapeer Airport Manager John Lewis and Supervisor Dan Engelman with an official state proclamation. The proclamation honors DuPont-Lapeer Airport for being named the General Aviation Airport of the Year for 2025 by the Michigan Department of Transportation Office of Aeronautics. The annual award is presented to airports and consultants that have been nominated by the MDOT Office of Aeronautics staff and airport community members. The airport, which is owned by Mayfield Township, recently completed a $2.6 million runway reconstruction project that was financed with state and federal money. Green, who represents the 67th House District, said the MDOT award places DuPont-Lapeer Airport among the finest of the state's public airports, and highlights its role in supporting economic growth and community development. The airport, which was built in 1956, is totally funded by operational revenue. And we'll be right back after this message from our sponsor for this hour, Popham Flooring.
In today's world, life moves fast, but your home should be a place of charm, clarity, and strength. That's where tile flooring from Popham Flooring comes in. Whether it's bold and modern, soft and neutral, or rich with texture, tile gives your space a clean foundation with personality. It's water-resistant, easy to maintain, and built to last through real life. Pets, kids, spills, and everything in between. In a time where every choice counts, make one that blends beauty with purpose. At Popham Flooring, where they help you bring your vision to life with today's top tile designs. Ground your home in something strong, something timeless. Tile floors from Popham Flooring, located west of Bad Axe on M53, or call Popham Flooring at 989-269-7358. Style that sticks, strength that stays.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Cervantes, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.